My first question, I guess, about the transformed state is, what happens? How does it all work? Is it just kind of like the penny drops and it's all on, or?
Yes, it is like that. It's kind of like that. I think it's like that when you come across these ideas in the first place. They make so much sense, and it is like, well, like Jeremy describes it, it's like you're stumbling around in a dark room, and suddenly someone turns the lights on, and you can see everything, and you can see where the furniture is, and you can, there's a context for where you are, and you know where everything else is in the room, and it's so like that. It's such a powerful time, that discovery of things. You can suddenly understand the things around you, and but then you don't necessarily apply that to yourself, and you don't necessarily deeply take on the implications of what that means. It's all very fascinating and new and exciting and powerful what you can explain, but there's another deeper element to that, which is that this actually solves the human condition. Actually connecting with the truth of that is another kind of, yeah, penny dropping, I think, and that is an amazing thing to sort of an amazing journey to go on, I suppose. You sort of do really deeply connect with that this information defends humans. It explains humans in a biological, logical way, and it provides the defense for why we are the way we are, why we are so alienated, so insecure, so egocentric, and that means that we don't have to be like that anymore. We don't have to live out that existence anymore, and that is incredibly exciting. And that realization, and the fact that you know, it's like rather than living over here for me, where I'm living for myself, I'm preoccupied with proving my self-worth. I'm preoccupied with getting attention and reinforcement from men. I'm feeling insecure and I'm feeling defensive, and I've got this. I can suddenly understand all of that, and I can. Now I don't have to live there. I can live here where I'm supporting this information and these ideas, and my real self has a chance to grow and develop, and then I can utilize that in such a fabulous way to support these ideas and get them out there. So it is an amazing sort of exhilarating and truly exciting thing, the transform state, and tapping into that is, yeah, it is like a penny dropping. I mean, the thing is that when you resign, you fully resign to a false framework. So you bury your real self and you live in denial of the truth, and you just all you care about is feeling good and distracting yourself from the realities of the human condition, I suppose. And so when I came across these ideas, while it was very, like I said, a powerful and amazing time, you're still trying to live through your old framework, and you're still trying to live in an egocentric, a selfish existence. And you sort of you don't want to go anywhere that, near the implications of this and what that means, but. I suppose for me, I had to do my sums pretty quickly with this information, where I worked out that if this information really was true and I really did want to support it, then I couldn't do both. I couldn't live out my old selfish existence, and that was pointless anyway to do that. When there's this incredible option now to take up support of this information, and that provides me with so much meaning and purpose in my life. It's just such a better way to live. Why would you sort of stay living in that old framework? And that sort of became very clear to me very early on, I think, where I just decided that this information is so worthy of my support, and it's so exciting. So yeah, why stay in a sort of effectively dead state when you can start to live for the first time? It's just a wonderful, alive kind of place to be.
How do you get on when you're out in the big wide world? Like, so you guys know all this information, you know how people work, and you understand it obviously very, very well, and you understand yourselves very, very well. But how do you get on when you're out in the big wide world and you're seeing people behaving like they do, blokes with their egos and women kind of prancing around trying to get fellas' attention and all of that stuff that happens on a day-to-day basis? How do you feel like smashing your head against the wall, or kind of what's the deal?
I don't think so at all, because the thing is that this information is so compassionate, it explains why we are the way we are, and you feel that, you know, wherever you go, you're just applying this information to every situation, and it helps so much when you're talking to people or out in the world, yeah. Because you've got, and you know, we've got the inside knowledge on what's going on, and that makes life and interactions and relationships and everything, just so, working relationships, is so much easier, because you know where, you know, everyone's coming from, and we're all basically the same. We're all suffering from the same insecurities, and we're all doing the same thing, just trying to cope with this human condition. And so it gives you a lot of compassion, I think, for people and situations. And I mean, it, I think also the thing that probably does is motivates me to just keep trying to get these ideas out there, because it's so needed. And yeah, you go out into the world and it's horrifying. It's scary how much pain and suffering, if you really tune into it, is out there in the world. And like Priri said, you only have to turn on the TV, and the world is desperate for answers, and we have them. And so it's incredibly motivating to just want to keep doing what you can to support this project. And that's all sorts of different things, depending on, you know, where you are and what your circumstances are. But
I think, Christine, with that question just that you asked about others, I mean, the overwhelming thing, I suppose, in the transformed state is that you've discovered this incredible opportunity that Weavy talked about, of this wonderful way to live that's free of burdens and the agony of proving yourself and all the reasons for why people live egocentrically. And and so it's really about, the overwhelming thing for me is about telling others about this transformed state, telling others about how we can live now and sharing that with them, which is what we can do with these videos and through getting, you know, the internet, developing all these videos that explain the transformed state, having these discussions like with you, because really it is on, so to speak. We can actually get out of there, and so I certainly don't look at people and want to smash my head against the wall. I say, oh, I want to share this absolutely extraordinary discovery with you, and soon, you know, everyone will be able to share in that, which is just incredibly exciting. I suppose that's the vision of it. I guess just going back to, to your original question about, I guess then, well, how do you reach the transformed state? How does sort of everybody come across that? Does the light go on? What happens? I guess for me, it was that the logic actually won out in the end. What I suppose connects me most, just if I think about what actually happened, is this quote that Jeremy uses in Freedom from Bono, actually, one of his songs, and from the song Love Rescue Me. And it just says, I've conquered my past, the future is here at last. The words are just amazing. Conquered my past, the future is here at last. I stand at the entrance to a new world I can see. Ruins to the right of me will soon have lost sight of me. And that, to me, summarises the sort of what happens. Humans are finally, we're finally in this position where we're explained and loved and understood. My past, the future is here at last. You know, here after 2 million years of hoping and dreaming and having faith and keeping on going through all the bewilderness and darkness of having no answers, the human race finally has the answers. The future is here at last. And I stand at the entrance to a new world I can see, you know, after so many years of being in the dark and you know, we're standing at this entrance and the thing is we're so habituated to life with the human condition now, and these answers, while they do dignify us and understand us, they are just so incredibly confronting. So we're standing at the entrance to the new world, but we've got these two things where we're so habituated to our current way of living, to getting wins, to living selfishly and in a preoccupied way, proving ourselves as we've had to. And it's also very confronting, the truths that this brings up. To get a new world to happen, all these truths need to be uncovered and told, but it makes it very difficult for us to confront how alienated, how far from our sort of true selves we've become now. So we stand at the entrance to the new world, but, you know, what do we do? And I suppose for me it was that despite these difficulties of coping with the truth when it arrives, we have to find a way to, despite all those difficulties, support this information anyway, because it's going to save the world. It's actually going to, if we can get this to the next generation, it'll actually save the world. So there's a decision, there's something that has to happen there in order for us to be able to do that. And so ruins to the right of me really means that, you know, ruins to the right of us now, we can leave that way of living that we have been as understood and defended and loved, and put it in a suitcase and say that's all been explained. We can't look too closely at all those truths, but we can know fundamentally we are, you know, lovable, worthwhile humans after all.
The thing that's so incredible, I think, about the transformed state is that it opens up the possibility of what the world can be like without the human condition. And that sort of is so incredibly motivating and inspiring for me, where we're headed. And this is, I mean, we are so, like Jeremy says, corpse-like. Now we're so utterly seared and so utterly corrupted by this 2 million year journey that we've been on. And, you know, to expect us to not sort of still be attached to those ways of, yeah, gaining reinforcement and security and self-worth is unrealistic. But what we're talking about doing is accepting those realities, but living for a future where those, you know, where, like, I look at those faces of the little Hare Krishna girls in Freedom, and like Jeremy says, they're just the most beautiful faces, not because they're aesthetically beautiful, but because there's so much purity and freedom in them. And that's because obviously they've been relatively sheltered from the human condition living in that little community that they've got. But that's what little girls in the future are going to look like. You know, they're going to be really free in themselves. It's just horrendous that women have to grow up, little girls have to grow up with so much focus placed on their physical beauty and little boys, you know, having to prove themselves to their egocentric fathers and grow up to be paralytics themselves or crippled as a result of it. It's just all so painful. And but imagine a little girl not having to go through that and the freedom that she would have in herself and the love that she would have for herself and the knowledge that she'd have access to, how wonderful that's going to be. And just kind of, I mean, that just connects me so quickly to what we're doing and you know, why I do what I do every day and realigns me in that sort of with that vision of where we're trying to get to with this, away from all of that desperate need and sort of empty existence, because that's all it is. But yeah, we're still, you know, we have to be realistic about that as a conduit generation for this information. It's not going to change overnight, but the thing is, once this transformed state catches on, the excitement of living that way is going to be, you know, that's just going to take off.
Hey, I just wanted to check, can I access the transformed state and continue with these, the development of these ideas and things, and from anywhere? Like, can I be in New Zealand or Canada or Japan or anywhere, or do I have to be in Sydney to do that?
No, absolutely not, I think, is the answer. What we're trying to do is establish this way of this online community where we can, you know, wherever you are, you can be a part of this, and like that's what we're trying to cultivate, this online community. And so definitely not, you don't have to be in Sydney, but you do have to be plugged in to the to what's happening here, and that's what we're trying to do with these online videos. And
the internet is so full of just garbage. It's really relieving to have a to have a website like that that's actually got something real and solid and something that means something and that you can use in your everyday life, and that's going to make things remarkably better. It's really exciting to have that.
A relief, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of, I suppose, building the new world where there's going to be, you know, all these videos being produced and truth. You know, I've heard Jeremy say it'd be so wonderful once truth can actually be spread, not all the sort of alienation that's being spread now, and just how wonderful that's going to be when that can all happen, and people will be able to tune in and listen to, you know, music that's music's going to sound different, and videos and our own TV station and things like that. It's a part of a whole new world, building a new world, I suppose. But yeah, you certainly don't have to be in Sydney to become a member. I think just in terms of going to the information and really understanding the impact it sort of has, it's ended after 2 million years, the human condition. And if you can sort of understand that and accept that, you know, we did resign and there's a new way to live and all of that, you can sort of access the transformed state from wherever you are.
I mean, you can just take this information and apply it to your life and have it, live an effective life. And just leave it at that. That's sort of what we call pocketing the win, where you you use the information to sort of improve your life. But if it's that good, if it's as good as we're saying it is, and it is, then you want to get out there and sell it. You know, you want everybody to benefit from it, and that's kind of then creates a movement and a state that you'll kind of end up living in, this excited life force state. You know, where you've experience the benefit of this so much yourself that you're just so inspired to get it out there and get it out to the world. I mean, it is, but the information on its own is just, I mean, it's mind-blowing. And every day I come across new things or just a depth to things that I hadn't sort of realised before. It is so powerful.